Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Now you can do better than that. Come on, shout hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Yeah. If you're putting your hands together for God, minute, and give him a hand. Give him a hand. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for 2020. He has seen us through that year. So many things happened. Some of them were wonderful, but most of them left us so empty and so sad. Like I said earlier, I lost brother-in-law, but many people lost relatives in 2020. They lost family. And we want to speak comfort into your lives in Jesus' awesome name. May the God of comfort comfort you, wherever you are, whether you are at home, whether you are here, whether you listen tomorrow or the other day. May the Lord of comfort comfort you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. But we want to thank God that we are in 2021 right now. We're in a new year. Hallelujah. And I want to thank him for his continual presence. Want to thank him for keeping us. None of us knows what 2021 holds for sure. We can speak. The Bible says we know in parts. We speak in parts. We don't know everything. We don't know what it holds for us, 2021. However, in all that is to come, we need to be assured. You need to be assured that your Lord, your God, is with you. The Lord God will be with you. You know why? Because he has already lived 2021. He goes ahead of you. He is with you. The Lord God is with you. He is Emmanuel. He will be with you. You are not going to be alone. Fear not, child of God. You will not be alone. There are some who are standing right now and not wondering what's next. What's coming? They are in fear and trepidation. Although we are celebrating the new year, there's somebody who is in fear right now. What is coming next? Well, Isaiah 41 verse 10, God promises protection over Israel. Israel, the church is the new Israel. The church is a representative of Israel. There's a physical Israel, yes, but you and I are the spiritual Israel. And he promises protection. This is what he says. Fear not. Do not be anxious. Do not be apprehensive about 2021. Why? For I am with you. I am what? I am with you. Therefore, do not be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Don't be disheartened. Don't be depressed. Don't be intimidated. Why? For I am your God. He says, I am Elohim, your mighty divine being, in charge of all things. I am with you. To do what? He says, I will strengthen you. What does that mean? It means that there are months where you will be weak. But he will come and do what? And strengthen you. He says, I will support you and make you firm. I will make you bold. I will make you brave. I will make you courageous. Hallelujah. He says, I will help you. There are months where you will feel helpless. But guess what? He will be there to help you. He says, I will support you. I will assist you. I will come to your aid, he says. I will uphold you. There are times when you will feel like, you know, falling down, you know, losing it. He says, I will uphold you. You will be in my hands and in my grip, he says. I will keep you. I will maintain you with my righteous hands. Therefore, fear not, child of God. You are not alone. Isaiah 49, 15 to 16. He says, can a woman forget? Can a woman dismiss from her mind or stop remembering her nursing child? She's nursing a child, you know, breastfeeding. She cannot forget. Can she forget her nursing child? That she should have no compassion, love over him. That tender affection over him. Can she forget that? She cannot forget that. He says, even these may forget, he says, though. Even these women may forget. I remember in one country in Africa, I mean, a certain lady left her kids in the house, and she went for a disco. And these are houses that didn't have electricity, so she left, you know, a burning candle, and she went for a disco. She forgot her children to go and satisfy her pleasures, and guess what? You know what happened. You already know what happened. The whole house caught fire and the children, you know, were burnt to death. She forgot her children. It says, even these may forget. Verse 16 says, behold, but I says, even these will forget, yet I will not forget you. But behold, I have engraved you. I have carved you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Child of God, you are engraved in the palms of God's hand. He is more than an earthly mother. He will be your guide in 2021. He will direct you in 2021. He will keep you all the way in 2021. Therefore, all you need to do in 2021 is lean on Him. Lean on Him. Lean on the Lord. Lean on the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 8 says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord. What? Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord. Not with half of your heart, but with all your heart and mind. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. It says, in all your ways, recognize Him and acknowledge Him. In other words, do not try to fix it in your own way. Let Him fix it. Recognize Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love and presence in 2021. Now, I can start preaching. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. This afternoon, I want to speak about a subject I've called embracing the new. Embracing the new. You need to embrace the new. On Thursday, we declared this year as a year of rebuilding, as a year of remolding, a year of rebuilding or remolding, drawn from Isaiah 61 and Jeremiah chapter 18. It's a year where the ruins of our lives will be restored. It's a year where the fragments of our hearts, the fragments of our relationships, the fragments of our mission and purpose will be brought back together. It is a year of binding the broken hearts. It's a year of binding the broken, not breaking them even further. Hallelujah. In short, it's a year of unity, bringing together things that have been broken. Hallelujah. We also said that this year is going to be a year of freedom. It's going to be a year of release. You can testify with me that 2020 was a year of captivity. A year of lockdown. You understand? Lockdown. The only time I had seen a lockdown was in the movies. And even in the movies, it was the only lockdown I remember was locking down of facilities. Just like a facility is being locked down because maybe a terrorist has entered. You know those kinds of films, yeah? But we're talking about locking down entire nations, the entire world. Where you cannot do what you want to do. Can you imagine? On the 31st of 2020, for the first time, there was silence on the streets of London. People wanted to get out, but they were curtailed. They are in prison. We want to do what? Look at us here in masks. And you call that life? That is a prison. But 2021, we are going to be released in Jesus' awesome name. Hallelujah. From all sorts of bondages, from the restrictions of COVID-19, it is going in the name. It has no option. It has got to go. COVID-19, we announced to you, you have got to go. We are in 2021, not 19. How can we be suffering the repercussions of 2019? We refuse that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Flush it out of our hospitals. We flush it out of our communities. We flush it out of our countries. We flush it out in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We decree and declare that you are defeated. You will not defeat us. We are free. Speak freedom from all poverty, freedom from all illnesses, freedom from all social injustices. There must be a change in status. There must be a change from slavery to freedom. There must be something new in Jesus' awesome name. Hallelujah. Freedom. Freedom. However, you must understand that freedom does not necessarily mean liberation. Freedom does not necessarily mean liberation. You may be free, yeah, physically, but you may still be captivated mentally. Somebody can put something new before you, but you embracing it may be difficult because you are still locked up in the old, in the past. This is 2021, my friends, a new year. You cannot operate in 2021 with the same stinking thinking of 2020. You have seen the circus. You have seen big elephants being, you know, tied on a peg. A huge elephant is just tied on a peg with a rope, and it cannot go away. Because, you know why? Because when it was still young, they put it on a peg and they put it on this rope. And whenever it tried to go free, it could not go because of the peg. It tried to but it was held by this rope. The more it tried, the more it failed. It came to a point and said, you know what? What is the use of even trying? There's somebody in this place, there's somebody online. You are tired of trying. Said, what is the use of trying? The elephant grew up and became huge, but in its mind, it still thinks that it cannot move away from the peg. It is free, but it is physically, it is free. Physically, it is powerful to know to even walk away from the peg, but in its mind, it is still captive, free, but not liberated. Some of us grew up in villages where you would go from village to a city. And mama would say, hey, you have got to take this chicken. But to take a chicken, of course, they have got to tie the legs. So you travel miles, about 200 miles, and you get the city, and you untie the chicken. Untying the chicken, you will see the chicken remaining in one place like this for over an hour. And you wonder, why are you still in that place? In its mind, it still thinks that there's a rope tied around its feet. Free, but not liberated. As we pronounce the year of freedom, I want you to embrace freedom. Embrace it in your mind. Embrace the new. Embrace the new. Things are going to change, my friend. Things are not going to remain the same. Yesterday you had failures. Yesterday you fell in a bit. It's not going to remain the same. Now you are tired of trying. You've got to embrace the new. Embrace it. The children of Israel. They have been in Egypt for 430 years, and the Lord delivers them with a strong arm, the Bible says, out of slavery. He turns a new leaf in their lives. The old is gone, and it's a new dawn. It's a new beginning for them. And he had spoken to them through Moses in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. As they were standing at the Red Sea, he says to them and says, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Take your stand today. Be firm and confident and undismayed, he says, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. Why? For those Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see them again, he says. Can I announce to somebody that there are some Egyptians that you have been seeing in 2021, but in 2021, you will never see them again, ever, ever, until the Lord calls you home. That chapter is closed completely. You must embrace the new. You must embrace the new chapter. The Egyptians that you see, you will see them no more. However, when we read the scriptures, we do not see the children of Israel living up to this. They may not have seen the Egyptians again physically, but they kept seeing them mentally. They kept seeing them. They kept seeing them. They kept seeing them. Their mind kept going back to the old, even when God had physically put them into the new. It is very possible for you to be in 2021 and right now be living in 1996. The pain that they caused you. Somebody, your uncle molested you. Your auntie mistreated you. So and so said something about you, and you are still living in the past. And God is saying, look, I'm doing something new. I'm doing something new. Receive it. Embrace the new. Embrace the new. Embrace newness. Somebody gives you a new car and you still want the old car. Even when you are driving the new car, it's like you are driving the old one. They did not see the Egyptians again physically, but in their minds they remained in slavery. How? Through complaints. Exodus chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, then the whole community of Israel set out from Elim and journeyed into the wilderness of Sin between Elim and Mount Sinai. They arrived there on the 15th day of the second month, 1 month after leaving. 1 month! 1 month after leaving Egypt. 1 month in freedom. They have been in bondage for 430 years. 1 month in freedom. This is what happens. Verse 2. There too the whole community of Israel complained about Moses and Aaron. How can you complain in such an instance when you have... And so they say, if only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt. 1 month into freedom. They mourned. There they said, there we sat around pots filled with meat and ate all the bread we wanted. Really? Really? It was bread of toil. It was bread of, come on. It says, but now you have brought us into this wilderness to starve us all to death. Come on. Do you know why? Because even in 2021, there will be some. We speak about 2021. It's going to be a good year. But there will be some challenges. So when the challenges come, do not think about Egypt. Numbers 11, 4 to 6. Then the foreign rabble, the crowd who were traveling with the Israelites. Because the Israelites were not traveling alone, you know. They had some foreigners also traveling with them. So you must be careful who's traveling with you. You must be careful who's traveling with you. And I'm not talking about just the physical. In the spirit, who is traveling with you in the spirit? Among them, there were foreigners who were traveling with them. And who were traveling with them instigated something. They said, the ones who were traveling, they began to crave for the good things of Egypt.
The foreigners in them began to do what? To crave the things of the past. Be careful about the things of the past. If you start, you know, reminiscing about the things of the past, be careful what you're reminiscing about. They could be foreigners. They could be against your future. They could be against your tomorrow. And then the Bible says, and the people of Israel did what? They joined them. The others started the melody, and these guys started joined into the dance. They also began to complain. Of what? Oh, if we only have some meat, they exclaimed. And it says, we remember. Be careful what you remember. We remember the fish we used to eat for free in Egypt. For free? So really? Can a slave eat for free? Never. But you know, they could not embrace the new. When they looked at the new, in their minds, the old was better. Says we ate for free. And we had all the cucumbers, all the melons, all the leeks, onions, and garlic we wanted. Can you imagine? Imagine. Says, but now our appetite is gone, and all we see is manna. God had provided for them, but they did not embrace the provision. And God's anger was kindled. Numbers 32:13 says, and the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. A journey that was about to take, was supposed to take them maybe a month or so, or days. He made sure, the moment you begin to complain, the moment you cannot accept the new, the moment you cannot accept what God has placed before you, he will make you wander. He made them wander until all that generation of complainers, that generation of people who were still in Egypt, until they were done out of the sight of the Lord. Who knows here in this place that you can take an individual out of Egypt, but taking Egypt out of the individual is another issue. Egypt out of an individual. When your heart or mind refuses to embrace the new, ladies and gentlemen, you either delay your own future or it eludes you altogether. So the ball is in your court. The new is there. It's up to you to accept it right now, right here, and embrace it. Somebody said amen. To ensure our freedom from the old to the new in 2021, we need to embrace the new. And this is how. Number one, you've got to ensure that you have crossed over, that you are not crossing over with a carryover. Have you crossed over 2021 with some things from the past, from 2020 rather? Because 2020 is now the past. It's now the past. It's now the past. You need to forget the past and reach out for the new. Forget it and reach out for what God has in store for you. Open up your heart. As a matter of fact, right now, you should have decanted everything in your heart right now, and you should be empty right now, waiting for the Lord, fill me. I'm ready. I'm ready for the new. The new cannot come when you are still full of the old. And some of us are very good hoarders. We hoard stuff. Let's talk about the physical. Now, right now, let your eyes rest back into your house. Mm-hmm. Rest into that store under the stairs. Go into the kitchen. Go into the living room. Go. There, can you see where? Yeah, go into the back garden if you have a garden. Go into the attic if you have in your bedroom. How many things are in that house that you don't really need? Now, there is somebody online here. I am instructing you in the name of Jesus Christ, or in this church. Go and make sure that you clean house. Prepare for the new. You are carrying lots of baggage from yesterday. There's no room for new. And somebody said, amen. There's no room for you in your heart. And you want, Lord, fill me with a new. Lord, fill me. And you're saying, but you still have excess baggage that you carried over from, you know. Yesterday's skirmishes, yesterday's failures should not stay here. They should stay there. That was the problem with the children of Israel. They kept remembering the cucumbers. You cannot remember the cucumbers when God is giving you manna. He's providing. You're not even working for it. And you are remembering the food that you worked for. Child of God. Somebody, you need to hit a reset. You need to start afresh. You need a new beginning. A new beginning. Hit the reset button. You are still carrying on. My husband, you know, he abused me. That, you know, you carried in 2020. You are still annoyed even in 2021 because, come on, hit reset. Yeah. Minister Sean was leading prayers here, she peeped into my notes. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 to 15, he forgets the past. For him to acquire the new, he has got to forget the past. Somebody say forget. Now, there are many things you should not forget, but the past, you have got permission to forget. That one, forget. Extra forget. Super forget it. He says, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do. One. My singular objective. One. What do I do? Forgetting. In other words, stopping remembering. I stop remembering. I suppress my mind from what lies behind. What lies where? Behind. That's why God did not give you eyes at the back of your head. Because he wants you to forget what is behind. Forgetting what lies behind in the past. I withdraw from the forces of yesterday. The forces of yesterday which keep pulling you back. Their job is to pull you back. To pull you back, because the enemy knows what God has in store for you. He knows the newness that is awaiting for you. So he's got to keep, he fights to hold you back, to pull you back, to pull you back from the new. But this year, 2021, you must refuse. You must be like Paul saying, one thing I do, I forget the past. I suppress my mind from the forces that keep pulling me from yesterday. They kept pulling him back, but he refused. They will pull you back if you give them leeway. He says, I have restrained my mind from what lies behind. And I am straining. I am stretching forward. I am reaching forward. It is forward. The only way you should be going, child of God, is forward. Forget the past. Forget the nasty past. Forget it. Forget, suppress your mind. Tell your mind, I will not engage in that reminiscing. Tell it. He says, I reach forward for what lies ahead. There is a lot of mileage ahead. You are wasting your time traveling backwards. What are you doing backwards? There's a lot of ground to be accomplished ahead. He says, I press on. I press on. In other words, I continue moving on in a forceful manner. Pressing means you are pressing against stuff that are pressing against you. You have got to be forceful. That's why the Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Press on. Press against the issues, the pressures that are against you. Press on. I wish I could just come and push you to press on. Press on! Press on! In spite of the impediments, press on! In spite of the things that are pulling you, press on in a determined way. Somebody has got to be determined this year. Be determined. You've got to be determined. Let the devil look in the face and say, this time, this guy means business. He means business. He says, I am pressing on. And then he says, let those who are mature think in this way. Let those who are mature think in this way. In which way? The way of forgetting what lies behind. My friend, you need to be committed to the new. You need to be able to let go of the old. Embrace the new. You cannot afford to hold on to and dwell in the past and expect to advance in the future. If you ever find a driver driving a car with all his eyes glued to the rear mirror and the side mirrors, you know what's going to happen. You are driving a car, but your eyes are on the side, That's why the manufacturer of a car made sure that those mirrors are smaller than the one that, you know, is forward looking. They are small. Look in them, yes. Why are we looking? We're looking. They are just points of references of what lies behind us. But you are driving with your eyes in the rear mirror. You are not going to make it. You're going to crash. However beautiful or grim the past may be, you must keep looking ahead. You must keep looking ahead. Like I said earlier, this year will also have valleys. It will also have bends. It will also have issues. And when you encounter them, because you will, that's not a promise. It will happen. You will encounter bends. There is no road that is straight through and through. Every road has a bend. Every road has a hill, has a valley. You will encounter them. But you encounter them knowing that I am not going to be, you know, curtailed by them. I acknowledge that there is a corner there. I acknowledge that there is a bend here. But I am going to go ahead. I'm going to keep looking ahead. I'm going to keep looking into the future with a renewed hope and gusto. I must keep moving. Embrace the new. Number two, you've got to fight the good fight of faith. You've got to fight. Even when the children of Israel were told, God told them that there was a promised land, the land was theirs. He told them to go into the land, but entering the land which he had given them, they had to dispossess some people. The land was not empty. Can I announce to you, the promises that belong to you in 2021 are not empty. They are occupied. Somebody has them. But guess what? Because I have got determined, I've got determined purpose, I am going to dispossess them. They belong to me. God created once and he finished. So the land that you need has got somebody in it. Get them out. Get them out. The buildings have got somebody who got it. You got it. You've got to fight for your stuff. It's not going to come on a silver platter. You've got to fight. Fight like never before. Fight like your life depends on it. Fight like you don't have tomorrow. Fight. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy will litter your path with hurdles and roadblocks, which are fashioned to set you back at times, which are fashioned to stop you at times, or which are fashioned to divert you. You must be very careful. All you need this 2021, you need resilience. You need resolve, and you need high levels of resistance. You are going to be serious. You must develop the ability to bounce back when you are hit down. Do not remain on the floor. Do not remain on the floor for the count. 1, 2, 3. When the referee is counting, just gather yourself and on those ropes and stand up again. And swing again. And swing again. And swing again. Keep swinging. Keep swinging. Keep swinging. You must remain determined to forge
Forward. Forward. No matter the circumstances, you need to develop a grit to keep fighting, no matter the size of the onslaught. Keep fighting. Listen, life is like a pool of alligators which are out there to stop you to achieve your goal. Pool of alligators. There was once a millionaire who collected large amounts of alligators as pets. He had a pool of them. So one day, he held a party and invited many people. And once everybody was, you know, in high spirits, he came up with a very crazy proposition. He said, if anyone could swim across the alligator pool and emerge on the other side unharmed, he would either give him $1 million or would he give him his supermodel daughter. Immediately after he had finished saying that, everybody had a big splash. And in the pool there was somebody, and people were cheering on. People were shouting, and there was this young man who was swimming like lightning speed. The alligators after him, he's swimming. In a flash of a second, the boy was on the other side. He came out of the pool unharmed. Wow! The rich man looked at this boy and said, "What? What?" Everybody was just. People were literally picking their jaws off the floor. What happened? How did he do it? The millionaire looked at the boy and says, "You know, I already said it. You know, he said this thing, nobody would do it. But he had to keep his word." So he turns to the boy and says, you want $1 million or do you want my daughter?" This boy is panting. He's still drenched. He says, "Man, I don't want your $1 million. I don't even want your daughter. All I want to know is who pushed me into the pool." Somebody pushed the boy into the pool. Listen, the moral is, no one ever invites trouble. No one ever invites trouble. No. Somehow, like this young man, we are pushed. We are pushed, and you find yourself in this alligator-infested life of trials, tribulations, and debt, and all this. You are trying to swim. You are trying to swim. But let me tell you, God told us in Isaiah 41, and he says, "I will be with you. I will be with you. I will strengthen you. You are going to outswim the alligators in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God." You must outswim your past. The alligators are like the past coming to snatch you. But like this boy, you must swim at lightning speed. Christians face battles. Christians face battles. Just let that sink. Christians face what? Battles. Just because you are a Christian, you are not exempt from battles. As a matter of fact, that's when you have enlisted for more battles. Because the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against cosmic powers, over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. That's why he says in verse 13, therefore, take up the what? The whole armor, not a full armor. 2021, take on the full armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, because the evil day will come. The evil day will come. Do not listen to these preachers who are going to tell you that 2021 is going to be, you know, trouble-free. No. No. As long as you are in this life, Jesus said you will have tribulation. That's what he said. It's a promise. It's a promise. Tribulation will come. So when it comes, do not begin to think, what have I sinned or what? No, Christians face trouble. Christians face trouble as well. So what am I trying to do? I'm preparing you. So put on the full armor. Be ready. Be ready. You cannot stand against the evil day if you have not, if you don't have the full armor of God, or if you don't have that mindset of a fighter. You have got to have the mindset of a fighter, knowing that may be okay. The devil may come in full swing, but you need to have the full armor so that you may withstand him. Somebody said amen. if we do not fight, we will be defeated. If you don't fight, you will be defeated. So when we call for prayer, come and pray. Don't think things are going to just throw themselves in your lap. Fight for your stuff. Fight for your children. Fight for your husband. Fight for your wife. Fight for your career. Fight. Fight for your business. Fight. I'm not talking just being on the defensive. On the defense. Defense. You know, I'm talking getting on the offensive. Yeah. Get into that enemy's camp. This 2021. Say, enough is enough. You took that in 2020. You took that in 2019. You took that. But in this year, I am coming. I come to take back what belongs to me. I am coming to occupy. Jesus Christ said, occupy until I come. Occupy until... Oh, Yandebo Shitara. You do not occupy by being defensive. You occupy by being offensive. Fight a good fight of faith, friend. Fight sin. Fight sin. Fight this flesh. Fight this flesh. Fight this flesh. You are in the flesh, but you're not flesh. Fight the flesh like crazy. Fight sin. Fight sensuality. Fight. Do not just merely gratify the senses of this flesh. Do not indulge in fleshly appetites. Fight. Put up a fight. Every man that comes, everything that comes, every food that comes, come on, put up a fight. Put up a fight. There will be temptations in 2021, but we must fight them. The devil knows that his time is short. He will fight against you. He will seek to destroy you. He will tempt you in every way so that you remain in the old ways, so that you remain in the Mande Borobo Shika. But Romans chapter 6 verse 4 says that we have to walk in the newness of life. God has you covered. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with every temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Fight sin. Fight slackness. Fight sloppiness. Fight laziness. Fight laxity. Fight carelessness. Fight negligence. Fight them. Matthew chapter 24 verse 12 to 13, Jesus says, and because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. In 2021, there are some people's love will grow cold, but not yours. Not yours, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And he says, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. Endurance means fighting. Hallelujah. Do not become a slack person. God does not like slack people. He's displeased by slothfulness. Fight slothfulness. Romans chapter 12 verse 11 says, do not be slothful in zeal. You cannot lose the fire this year. This is not the year to lose the fire. No. The fire of the Lord, the fire of serving, you cannot lose it. You cannot lose the fire of doing your business. You cannot lose the fire of whatever it is. You cannot lose fire. It says, not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, it says, and serve the Lord. Be fervent in what? In spirit. Be fire in spirit. Be a fiery brand this year. Be too hot to handle for the enemy. Become too hot. Can't be just there, you know, lackluster. Come on, be too hot. Be on fire for the Lord. Let nobody, let nothing, let no situation stop you from serving your God. Be on fire. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is no excuse for laziness in the life of a Christian. Lazy people get in trouble because the enemy knows how to use lazy people. Lazy people are the workshop of the enemy. Hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 4. Paul says, I have fought the good fight of faith and I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. You too can fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal. You take hold of the eternal when? Now.
here and now. You take hold of it now. Now, take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you were made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith. Number three, as we finish, in order to embrace the new, you need a software upgrade. I touched this on Thursday. You need a software upgrade. You need to change your thinking. Change your thinking. As I mentioned earlier, it's very easy to get a man out of Egypt. But getting Egypt out of the man becomes an issue. Why? Because such a man's thinking and his perspectives and his idiosyncrasies are locked up in one mode. It therefore takes a mental haulage to change a man and a woman. A change of location is not the answer. Change of the year is not the answer. Change of circumstances is not the answer. Change of wife, of husband, of job, of whatever it, of course, is not the answer. The change has got to be internal. Stop blaming the outside. The internal. Change the individual. Who is you? Jesus Christ speaks about change and uses two metaphors in Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 to 17. Matthew 9, 16 to 17. He says, besides, who would patch an old clothing with a new cloth? For the new patch would shrink and rip away from the old cloth, leaving an even bigger tear on before than before. He says, and who puts new wine into old wineskins? For the old skins would burst from the pressure, spilling the wine and ruining the skins. New wine, he says, is stored in new wineskins so that both are preserved. The old versus the new. He's talking about the Pharisaic law and the status quo. Jesus came with the new. He came with new ideas. He came with a new concept of the truth. He came to engender new thinking in people's minds. That's why he employed two metaphors that the Jews would understand. The Jews were passionately attached to the things as they are or as they were. To them, the law was the last and the final word of God. And to add one or to it or reduce or subtract one from it was a deadly sin. It was the avowed duty of the scribes and the Pharisees to build a fence around the law. That's why they refused. They knew. And that's why Jesus Christ was killed. Jesus Christ was killed because he brought something new. New ideas are killed. Even today, in our community, in our organizations, in our country, in our churches, if a new idea is brought up straight away, it is shot down. We never did it before, is the answer for many. Because right now where you are sat, the body does not want to move. If you are in a car and you sit down, you sit in a car, and somebody starts the car, you guess what? The body is, you know, is forced to move forward. Or if they stop, because the body does not want to move. So that's you need the force of inertia. According to men, old is better. From time immemorial, people have been clinging on to the old instead of the new. Patching garments, patching the old onto the new. We need new forms of church government. We need new forms of government in the political world. New ways of doing things. New way. We need to embrace the new. Old wineskins. In the old days, wine was not stored in bottles or in barrels. It was stored in skins. And when new wine was put into a skin, the wine was still fermenting. And when it's still fermenting, it's still giving off gases, which gases are exerting pressure on the skin, forcing it to expand. And if it was an old skin, guess what? It would expand, and eventually it would burst, and it would spill the oil. Why? Because it is old and tired. But new wineskins have a certain degree of elasticity. Elasticity, they can expand. Your mind is like that. My mind is like that. It can expand. It can expand. It can withstand pressure and hence preserve what God has put in there. Our minds must be elastic enough this year to accommodate new stuff. Progress, my friend, is only a result of overpowering the prejudices of a shut mind. Your mind has got to be open for the new. Every idea
has had a battle from its existence against instinctive opposition of the human mind. The car, when somebody was inventing the car, not everybody jumped on the car. The aeroplane, you should have seen the Wright brothers. I think everybody who saw them trying to make an aeroplane was laughing at them. But today, the aeroplane is the most popular mode of transport all over the world. Talk about vaccines. Vaccines of old were resisted. And guess what? The vaccines of today are being resisted. Why? The mind. God must deliver us from old thinking, and we must embrace the new. In 2021, as we finish, I am praying upon you, I am praying upon myself, that God will give you a new way of doing things and you will embrace it. A new way of doing kingdom and you will embrace it. A new way of loving Him and you will embrace it. A new way of loving His people and you will embrace it. A new way of loving His work and you will embrace it. Why? Because He's doing something new. And He's saying in Isaiah 43, 13, 18 to 19, says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Why? Because I am doing a new thing. Say, do you not perceive it? You've got to see it. You've got to see it. During this year, I pray new anointing upon you. I pray new favor upon you. I pray new mercies upon you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of, upon you. It may be the same meeting. It may be the same choir practice. It may be the same Sunday school. It may be the same ushering, but I guarantee you that there's something new that is coming. There is a new dimension and you have got to perceive it with the eye of the Spirit. You have got to perceive it and embrace it. It says, don't you see it? Every eye closed where you are. Mandelebo satara. Abba, Father, we give you praise. How magnificent and wonderful you are, Lord. Now the old is gone and the new is here. Father, we are praying this afternoon that you will help us to love in a new way. Help us to love you and serve you in a new way. We want to do kingdom in a new way, Father. We want King of Kings to serve you in a new way, Lord. Help us to do life in a new way, King of Kings. That we may let go of yesterday's disappointments and fears, my Father God. That we will open up our hearts to receive your love and the blessings for us. This is the time of new beginnings, my Father Lord. Therefore, we are hitting a reset button. And we are saying we are going for the new. Let the light of your love shine on us, my Father Lord, that we may feel and know your powerful presence around us, my God. Let your light shine your love on us, that we may be encouraged to use our gifts and talents to serve others in a new way this year in Jesus' mighty name. Let your light of the light of your love shine upon us, my Father Lord, and through us, King of Kings, that we may know that the new is here and that we may embrace it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Give us the courage to reach out, my Father Lord, for the dreams and the hopes and the hope that you have given us, my Father Lord, lies ahead like Paul, that we may forget what lies behind. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we pray. Somebody shouts amen and amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time,